There is something very simple that causes joy, and we're going to talk about that today.
Welcome to What Laura Likes, the podcast that helps you pursue the narrow path. Here you can find content regarding Catholicism, both for those new to the faith, as well as those of you looking to go deeper. You will also find content on the vocation of marriage, including motherhood and homeschooling. This audio is from my winter 2022 YouTube season. If you'd like to see the video for this and other episode, you can head to my YouTube channel, What Laura Likes. Please be sure to subscribe to this podcast and leave a review if it adds value to your life. Also, consider supporting this podcast on Patreon to help it continue. You can find out more about me or contact me by heading to my website, whatlauralikes.com, or following me on Instagram at whatlauralikes18. Enjoy the show.
Let's jump into choosing joy. Now, does joy mean that we are always exuberant and happy, joyful outwardly? Not necessarily. So the more that we pursue what is rightly ordered in life, the more joyful we will become. Even if we are having a struggle, even if things in life don't seem to be going our way, when we do this flip and we switch away from love of self to love of God, because they are mutually exclusive. You don't get to love yourself and love God. You have to choose one or the other. You're either a slave of Satan or you're a slave of God, right? The more we choose God and choose to die to self, which can be painful and hard, then you find that your life becomes more joyful. And down below, I'm going to link a few different saint quotes on joy that I find really inspirational. I remember I was going through a time last year where I felt depressed. I was sad. The world felt heavy. Things were hard. I kept trying to find saints that were like talking about sorrow or talking about hardship. And all I could find was joy, joy, joy. Be joyful. There's Bible scriptures that abound. You know, our joy is in the Lord. It was really hard for me at that moment because I just wanted to find somebody who would just be sad with me. But that is not the Christian way of life. Yes, Christians get depressed. Yes, Christians suffer from anxiety and worry. But God does not want us to stay in those states, and He has given us the tools to pull ourselves up out of that. I'm not talking about clinical depression, some kind of imbalance here. Sometimes God gives us crosses that require medical support, but I'm talking about just general malaise, general upset, maybe focusing too much on the state of the world. And so I wanted to share how I have kind of overcome that. And so recently I was reading Father Cossot's book, Abandonment to Divine Providence, and he was saying that the Israelites back in the day, they did two things that caused them great joy and also perfected them in holiness. One, they fulfilled their duties in life. The active things that God has asked them to do based on their state in life, they did, and they did them for God. And then they accepted everything that happened to them. Do you remember Job says, "The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh. Blessed be the Lord." That is something that I think all of us can hang on to so that no matter what happens in life, whether a loved one dies or a child gets sick or we get cancer or financial distress happens, or a house burns down, or whatever. Those are like huge events. But most of us are just based on the odds are going to be suffering some kind of big event in life. And that's going to be a big test whether we can say with Job, blessed be the Lord through that. And the joy that comes from that type of surrender is what we're talking about today. Our joy doesn't mean that we don't face trials, but it means that we accept it all for our greater good, even if we don't understand it. That's the thing that we have to really pay attention to, is that we're not meant to understand most of what happens in our life, but when we just simply walk as a child towards God, who is our Father, right? As just as our little child, don't ask us where we're going when we take them on the sidewalk. A one-year-old won't say that. They'll just toddle along with you. That's what God wants from us. He doesn't want us to be childish in our faith and to say, oh, I have faith, I don't need to know my faith, or spending time with Him. Of course not. But the childlikeness, you know, unless you come as a little child to me, you know, you can't enter the kingdom. That's all about trust and surrender and there's joy in that. So let me break this down into a more concrete example. So my vocation is a wife and mother. And so if you go off like a mother's rule of life, I have different priority buckets, right? So the first one would be God, spending time with him, developing my relationship with him, praying, looking through the world towards eternity. And that's also another thing that brings you joy, of course, is when we focus on eternity and not things of this world. Because you can't focus on heaven and our eternal salvation without being incredibly joyful and excited and anticipatory. It's just impossible to do that. And so if you ever just need to be pulled out from, you know, your sorrow, focus on your eternal bliss that awaits for you when you stay on the narrow path. So God first, right? Then my marriage, then being a mother. And I would include homeschooling there. Then it would be, you know, my duties, my meal planning, cleaning the house, making sure that we have the necessities, being that Proverb 31 wife, right? That's prepared, that wakes before everybody else, that does her duties. And then only then do we get to this level of outward reaching beyond our home. And that is only if God is calling you to that. Okay. And that's why I took time off, you know, during the summer, is because I needed to figure out if God was still calling me to this, and he was. I needed to get all those other things prioritized and fixed up and put back together before I could give myself that kind of that last bucket of pouring out to the greater world. And if you're not called to that, if you have 8 children, wow, God has blessed you abundantly at home, and you probably don't have much else to give besides raising 8 saints. And that is a huge blessing. And so again, like I talked about before, we do not want to ever compare our lives and our walk and what we do, especially in the eyes of the public. We don't want to compare them with each other, because the most holiest person may be someone right next to you that never ever does anything but raises their family quietly and well. Okay, so back to joy. So the days where I wake up early, and I spend an hour with God, and I don't get distracted by my phone, and I just journal and pray and talk to him and maybe plan out my day, those are days that start off well. Then when I get that first prompting that it is time to stop reading that awesome spiritual reading that I'm really into and start moving like actively through my day, doing my duty for him, I'm continuing to see joy. If I clean and rightly ordered, and in the proper attitude, my cleaning brings me a huge sense of joy. It's not that I like wiping down the toilets, but that when I wipe down the toilets for God, for my family, and I know that he is seeing me, I don't care if my family sees me, but he sees me. And I feel joy in my heart because my heart is rightly ordered towards him. And that's another thing. I went to confession the other day, and my priest was saying, you know, we need to do all things for God and in his name. I thought about that a lot during Mass. You know, what did it look like to do everything in God's name? Am I having this conversation in the name of Jesus? Am I having these thoughts in the name of Jesus? Am I doing or not doing something in the name of Jesus? And so when we have Jesus, which means Savior, right, on our lips at all times, it helps us to really hone into what his will is and to cut out the worldly stuff. So if I'm in conversation and it moves towards gossip, that's not a relationship. That's not a conversation in Jesus' name. And I need to shut my mouth and apologize to him if it hurt him, right? If it crossed that line, which is really easy to do. We can do a whole video on gossip and detraction and calumny and all that stuff. So I think that focusing on the name of Jesus and focusing on prioritizing our life, especially, you know, we're in January still, and this is the time of year to really think through, what are my priorities? What are the things in life that God's asking me to do? Father Cassad says that when we do what God wills us to do, it will feel easy. It is easy to clean the bathroom when I am rightly ordered and I am working my way through the bathroom. If something feels really hard, then possibly that is not something that is within your duty. Now, if it feels hard and it is something that is your duty, then maybe your headspace is not right. You haven't prayed about it well enough. You haven't given it to God. You haven't done it in his name. You know, he says, give me your cross and you take mine. because mine is easy and, you know, my yoke is light. And that's what he means, that when we do things for him, so we're ultimately becoming him, we're ultimately taking on his cross. When I feed my family, when I grocery shop for my family, I'm taking his cross, right? And handing him my self-love and my distraction. That it's lighter, it's easier. And that is truly how you find joy. It's that simple. It's so look in your life for places where you feel like, you know, the world is heavy. Maybe you're spending so much time watching the news and paying attention to current events that you don't have peace. Well, that's actually a form of gluttony, which is a whole different video. But, and I'll put my St. Thomas Aquinas book that I'm reading down below so you can kind of dive into that if you want to. Or there's two books I just read. And St. Thomas Aquinas. It's really important to understand that when we consume things out of curiosity or we consume things over and above what God's asking us to do, maybe God wants you to spend 5 minutes kind of perusing headlines for some reason, just to be knowledgeable, but then that's it. He doesn't want you to go down the rabbit hole. He doesn't want you to get on social media and interact with people. That really, am I doing this in Jesus' name? Is this the right way to spend my time? Those things, and I know this from experience, those things steal your joy. Because they're not of God. They're of the world. You know, there's a, like I said, there's a certain level, especially I think men have a responsibility to know what's going on in the world, to have a little bit of their, take the temperature of what's going on in society and be prudent about different choices based on what's going on. But really, and especially for women, I don't think that's where our place is. I think, again, there's a level that, you know, is helpful. But it quickly can depress us, can cause us anxiety. We are the ones who are just wrapped up in our child's safety and in their well-being. And when the world's going crazy, it's really easy to lose our joy. So just ask yourself, am I doing this in Jesus' name? Am I doing this out of self-love or love of God? And I think that you're going to find that your life takes on a new joy. And so don't let things stress you out. Like I said, if they're of God, they will be easy. They will happen. They will make time. You know, you will make time for them. But I also want to say that as I have ordered my life, as I walk towards giving God my day and dying to myself, I've also noticed that I have ordered my life. My life has a routine. It has a flow. It has order. And there's some Bible quote somewhere that talks about order and how important it is. I have found, and I battle this, and maybe this is another video, but, you know, I battled being kind of flying by the seat of my pants most of my adult life, ever since law school, when I had Chloe, and I'm like, oh, I don't really have a schedule. And I fought it, and I wasn't happy. And now that I have, you know, routines in place, and there's rightly ordered times to do certain activities, and there really is a lot of time to do the superfluous things, then I have more joy. So with that, let's pray an Ave Maria. Let's ask Mother Mary to help us see those places in our life where we still have self-love, where we still haven't quite died to self and chosen Jesus above all else. And in this year, 2022, let's ask Mother Mary to help us order our lives towards his will and learn to trust whatever may come. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum. Benedicta tu mulieribus et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Have a beautiful week. Let me know down below what brings you joy, not just on the worldly level, but what is it about your life that you found that you've changed or that you've put in place that has increased your joy and increased your love of God.
Thanks for listening. I hope this episode has blessed you. For more like this, head over to my YouTube channel, What Laura Like. Be sure to subscribe, review this podcast, follow me on Instagram, and visit my website, whatlauralikes.com, for more info about what I do. Until next time, continue to know, love, and serve God. Pax Christi.